League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, June the 12th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Haven't got time for the full podcast? That's okay. Let's get you up to date with everything you need to know. Honda unveiling a compact SUV at Goodwood, saying that if produced, it would become their smallest entry-level electric car. Hope they do. Subaru has got some new EVs coming. A Trail Seeker electric and one called Uncharted. Interesting name for a car. The Uncharted could be a bit like Toyota's CHR with a 67 kilowatt hour battery. We'll find out in 5 days' time when they launch it. XPeng is starting European sales of the new G6 and G9s. They're the SUVs in 8 European countries, including Germany, France and Norway. Not sure about United Kingdom. That needs to be right-hand drive. But the new G6 and G9 will charge up to 525 kilowatts peak speed. What? We haven't got chargers that go that fast. BYD are going to start putting them in next year. That's crazy. It's a 12-minute 10 to 80. Polestar is recording its strongest sales quarter since 2022 globally. And meanwhile, in Australia, Polestar is criticising the Japanese brands for campaigning and fighting and opposing the new emission standards there. Polestar pointing out that these brands meet similar rules globally. So why fight them in Australia? Well, it's their own self-interest, not because they want Australians to breathe clean air, but because the Japanese car makers could fight the rules there. Polestar, meanwhile, taking a pop at them and saying that it's scaremongering. BMW doing really well in Europe and the US, but poorly in China. It's the story over and over again, isn't it? Chinese just want those at the minute, and I think probably going forward as well, those domestic startups and domestic brands like BYD and etc., taking sales from everywhere, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz and more. Lucid is doing what Tesla used to do when Tesla was, you know, probably small enough to be able to handle it, and that is to offer hardware upgrades of the infotainment system. So Lucid Motors for $950, early owners of the Air, for 4 or 5 hours in a service center, can go back and get the latest computer chips that double the power, double the memory, double the storage, and make it a much better thing to use. And you know what, on a 100 grand vehicle, I think those early adopters at Lucid may well take them up on that offer. VoltPost is launching a pilot program in New York State to install 10 electric vehicle chargers on lampposts. And we've got loads of them over here, London particularly. They're everywhere. So come on, other places need to catch up with lamppost charging. Envi Vianio, a French charging company founded 2 years ago by the French energy giant Engie, has announced plans to move into Germany with an EV charging network for commercial EV trucks. US car inventory in the EV sector has been falling ahead of the subsidy ending at the end of September, so the federal tax credit is going. And in June, United States new vehicle inventory fell by 140,000 units. I think that's going to be the story between now and the end of September. Any inventory that car makers and dealers have, they are going to be shouting from the rooftops, the federal tax credit's ending. Buy now, buy now, buy now. And they'll clear them all off the lots. Stellantis is next in the news. They have stopped promoting their hydrogen business in the UK because, well, there's no infrastructure in the UK. Only a year ago, they were saying that hydrogen vans would be 40% of the market, which was frankly pie in the sky. Without anyone building the infrastructure, which will be fabulously expensive and no one's got any money anymore, no one's going to buy a hydrogen van. For shipping, aviation, let's pull at that string a little bit. I think hydrogen's got a good future. For passenger cars and vans, ridiculous. Stellantis now throwing in the towel. Xiaomi has delivered 300,000 vehicles. They've only been going 15 months. And finally, Transport Canada, as I mentioned yesterday, fully clearing Tesla of any rebate fraud, but reminding them, yes, you're also banned from our future federal tax incentives. And that's briefly.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.